Hey, hey, Gutter Buddies, it's your editor, Casey, here, just coming in before this episode with a special note to say that this is, as it says in the title, yes, the first episode of our Guttercore prequel series, this being the first of the two episodes that focus on Scratch. This is the furthest moment from the main storyline, and thus the furthest in concept from what the main show is about, but we think that you're going to love it if you haven't heard it. Hey, if you do love it, you can get 5 more of these bad boys on the Patreon right now, as well as Gutter Talk episodes for every single one of our main feed releases. But that's not all. We got a couple other surprises this month, and the first of which is also going to be released entirely to the public next week, January 15th. And then after that, another treat on Patreon for the Patreon subscribers. So we hope you enjoy. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season. And we hope that despite how dark the world is out there, that our little world can bring you a little bit of joy in these times. We'll be back next month with a new main feed episode featuring our good friend and hilarious performer, Stephen Kropa. So be ready for that in February. But enough chit-chat. Let's get to the show.
It's hot! Huge! Billowing clouds are spread across an enormous red-orange sky. Yellow daisies sticking out of overgrown grass. Sunset shimmering in puddles from the rain that came down earlier. These puddles form rivulets, flowing into rain gutters, smell of barbecued ribs hanging on humid air, sweat. The cicadas are droning. It's 2008. We're in the eastern suburbs of Toledo, Ohio, and it's the last day of summer. Let's cut to our protagonist, now arriving. We see him. How is he arriving? Who do we see?
Oh, you stumped me with the first question. How am I arriving?
Bicycle.
And who do you see?
You're on a bicycle.
I'm on a bicycle. This is Scratch. Scratch has got kind of curly, wavy hair. He's in decent shape, it seems, although nothing that through his outfit is necessarily noticeable. I mean, he's got Wayfarers that he bought at the Speedway gas station on. He looks like he's ready to do finger guns mm-hmm. at any time. And he pulls up and kind of takes a big breath. There's something about this that seems like it's a little bit harder than you'd think such a pleasant party should be.
Yes, yes, you're on your way to a party. You're on your way right now to the Hoag, which is the name of the party house. It's located in a suburb that's about 15 minutes from downtown Toledo. That's the street you're kind of coming down right now. The Hoag has achieved a reputation as a party house for the band kids and the fast kids of Princeton High. The host, Danny, well, his folks ain't really around a lot. You see, this is his divorcee dad's house, and he's a pilot, so he's typically out of town. He's out of town tonight. The neighbors are also, it's kind of like, it's not rural, but there's a lot of trees, so the houses are kind of spaced out. Not that the neighbors really don't care if there's a little bit of noise, so it makes it a really ideal spot for a high school summer party. So you're, something's on your mind right now. Your longtime friend, Dina, is gonna be at the party. Cute, she's kind of a little emo, really cool. Been your friend for, I don't know how long. It's been a long time, but how long have you had feelings for Dina?
Years, but it's kind of one of those things where you shut it off early on for one reason or another, like, this is like, you know, it wouldn't work out, or this person like wouldn't like me or whatever. But as they grew closer and closer, little high school Scratch just started to feel more and more head over heels in the way that you do when you're a high schooler and you don't know what's what.
So
and
dramatic.
Everything feels so big. Every feeling feels so immense.
And not only that, I mean, tonight the stakes are stakes are high because she's going to leave for college tomorrow. She's going to Columbia, New York, so if anything's going to happen, it's got to happen tonight.
Whether or not something happens, Scratch, for one reason or another, which, you know, I'm sure we'll get into, but has kind of laid low all summer, which is very not like him. And it feels like he's hid away from a lot of things. And so tonight is kind of like, it's a moment of clarity, a moment of lucidity for this young man who's like, dude, I gotta at least say this. I'm letting myself down if I don't say this. It doesn't matter what she says, you know, I just gotta.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
And yes, yeah, right. You gotta, it's just, it's gotta exist. It's gotta be on there, in the air. But beyond that, I mean, there's also a lot of your friends are here. A lot of people you said you've been laying low. A lot of people you haven't seen in like months. So, at this point, like you said, you stopped the bike. Let's look at the party house. So we're hearing loud pop punk and raised laughter. Looking at a very standard middle-class Midwest two-bedroom, two-story house. Painted white, small yard, large backyard that behind it is a large swampy forest. We see the wind sort of blowing the big trees, rustling in the humid energy. In the distance, somewhere over Lake Erie, you can see lightning sparking. On the porch of the house, you see three friends laughing and talking. So let's get to these guys. Well, the first guy you see is a dude by the name of Evan. He's got curly hair. He's laughing. He sort of smells like weed. He's doing some like karate moves right now to the other two guys who are laughing. Yo, it's Scratch, he says. Who else we got?
We also got Tommy Laundress. I brought drinks and drugs. Tommy Laundress is a stockily built red-faced lad with permanent wry smile. I'm a bit of a burnout. I got in trouble famously in PE for taking the Ash Wednesday ash and putting it on my little under nose, and I walked around and I said I was Catholic Hitler. And
got you expelled from that school, and then you had to end up in freaking Princeton.
Now I'm at Princeton where my antics are being very well received by a certain crowd.
Not as prestigious as it sounds, Princeton High School.
No, it's not, but Scratch is here, so I'm stoked about that.
And then we got Ella Turson, who was invited by Evan and also like brought some booze and some weed, and just like, I like to smoke cigarettes, and she also has like a kind of a big nose. She is gonna get a nose job. She is not into this nose, even though it's pretty nice, actually. It's a beautiful nose, but fuck it, I'm cutting it off. I don't want it. And you'll find out more about me when I actually talk to someone.
Scratch, yo, hey, man. Oh, also, Evan was in the band that you were, but we, whatever. Maybe that comes up, maybe that doesn't. What's up, dude? Baby!
Hey, Scratch.
Oh, what's
where you
up?
Been? Where you been hiding all summer, Scratch?
Dude,
probably under a rock, hanging out with bugs.
Yeah, yeah. Probably sucking his own dick under a rock.
Yeah, sucking
his own
dick.
That's how I treat everybody. That's how I treat everybody.
And then he comes in his own eyes, and then he's like, my eyes.
And that's why he's wearing sunglasses.
That's right.
Yeah, my eyes are full of cum right now.
Dude,
brother man.
We just smoked a lot of weed. You want?
Oh, shit, for real?
Do you want to hit this? I stole my dad's pipe.
Well, damn, I didn't know I'd be at the coolest room of the party right as I arrived.
Yeah,
what
the party
the
starts
Who do
right
I have
at the
to
end.
Thank?
Yeah, the party peaked. The party peaked right away for you, probably.
Real quick, before I hit anything, what's the vibe check inside? Like,
dude, I went inside for just like 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. But there's already crazy stuff going on in there.
You've been outside on those porch the entire time?
Pretty much, because I just love smoking these cigarettes, you know? Okay. Like, I really got into it, and it's so fun.
Yeah,
I mean, smoking is fucking cool, but it's like, it just feels nice out here, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just
no,
like,
that's
Danny
right,
kind of
yeah.
said that his dad can't come home and smell smoke inside the house again, or he gets sent to military school. So
yeah,
we're honoring that for now.
Yo,
I'm like pretty sure they're probably smoking inside.
Dude, no.
Yeah,
no, they're not smoking.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
No.
What?
Someone fucking brought coke.
Someone brought coke, dude.
Yeah. No, I think they're doing bumps up there.
What, zero? Zero
like,
cherry? What are we talking
here? I can't do coke for
playing.
My nose.
I'm
no.
just playing.
No,
it's scratch.
Guys, I did bring my dad's portable DVD player, and I got a Two Girls, One Cup on a Burn DVD. So if you guys are trying to watch that later.
I haven't seen it yet.
I've watched it like
I'm scared.
20 times already.
I feel like it's honestly played out, man. But
are you kidding? This was just last year it came out.
Played out.
I don't know
High five.
All right, you guys got me. Hold on. Let me take a little bit of ash, put it under my nose.
dude.
Two girls, one cup. He's good. it's Hitler.
Hitler. I did get that reference.
Hitler.
Dude,
like
I love when you make the Hitler joke.
Dude, I'm laughing, but I'm shaking my head. No, I don't approve.
I'm also shaking my head, but also laughing.
But in an affirmative way.
Yeah.
Shaking your head. Yes.
Guys, now I think I might come back and join you out here, but I just want to do like a pass while I'm still clear so I can kind of.
You're not going to hit this though?
Not yet.
Smoking some
yet.
Weed. Well, they got.
Dude,
if you go to the kitchen.
Here.
You go to the kitchen, there's a lot of hard L's. I'm talking liquor.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Everything's happening here. Everything's happening. Tonight is going to be the night that everything happens, you know? And I just can't wait for you to see it, man.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that so much.
Yeah.
Pound it.
Oh, it's definitely going off.
We got coach
in the side of the building with the scary baseball twins.
Dude.
They're smoking cigarettes.
That coach came again?
That guy is such a creep. I'm sorry. Like,
I think he's sick.
He's like close by.
If I was what, like 39 years old, I would probably be like in Brazil. Probably hiding from the, you know, Interpol or something for the war crimes I committed. No, but for real, I wouldn't be hanging out with kids. That guy is mad weird.
I don't know.
I guess that is a little weird when you think about it.
It's like
it's funny.
I feel like we're, you know, I know that half of the jokes in like any media that we watch is about how cool it is for a teacher to hook up with a student, but I just kind of feel like that's on the way out.
Not for a guy teacher. If it was a girl teacher hooking up with a student, that's cool. But a guy doing it, I don't know. It just seems like you should be sent to a camp.
Oh my God.
Now
everybody
my ass shouldn't be laughing,
joke.
But
everybody loves my Hitler
I shouldn't be
joke.
Laughing because I've hooked up with almost all the teachers.
Did you hook up with Coach Mack?
Oh my God.
I'll never tell. No, I haven't hooked up with Coach Mack, but also like he's right around the side of the house, so I feel like we should not talk about him too loud.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks
anyway,
for looking out, peeps. I'm about to pop inside. Anybody need anything?
Yeah, I don't know when
I'll be back, but
I need you to hit this pipe.
Hit
this pipe. It's called peer pressure. It's what they talk about in health class.
I'm setting a timer on my flip phone. Oh, Jesus Christ, hold on.
Your Casio watch?
I have to summon the exact. I know that I did a watch thing, my pantomime mic, but I don't know why.
What,
I did
a razor?
Not because everybody had a
Swatch.
Razor. I want to get exactly.
Swatch.
And I'm sorry,
K-Swiss.
This is important to me.
I got K-Swiss
everybody
shoes.
Had a razor, and I know they were so cool, but I had a phone that you could flip open like a flip phone, but then you could also flip it horizontally.
Oh, is that
Nokia?
The Sidekick?
It had a full keyboard. The Sidekick slid out. This wasn't that. And I don't remember what it's called.
Nokia,
I'm going to insert it right here.
Turnstile? Nokia turntable?
I'm going to set a timer with my
Samsung alias.
Maybe I don't remember what that phone is at all. And that's I'm going to set a timer with my cell phone. Can they do that?
Yeah, they can.
That's one of the three features. Okay.
Yeah.
Was I ever doing that with it? Probably not.
I mean, like.
Never do that.
Mine has games.
Whoa, shit, really?
Yeah, it's like it's like trying to be like a Legend of Zelda thing, but it is very bad.
I've already sent my 20 texts this month, so I can't send any more, but I have to talk to my boyfriend.
Dude, wait, who's your boyfriend now? Did it change?
No, it's still that same guy, but I don't talk about him too much because he's in college.
Okay.
And I can't disclose because there might be somebody else who's also dating him here.
Whoa.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, it's John. DeMarcio.
I mean,
Italian.
Sure.
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry, I said I wasn't going to say anything, but we're full on cheating.
Well, one of these days I'll get one of those newfangled iPhones, but for now, I'll set that timer and head inside.
See you soon.
Y'all, see you later.
There we go.
Audi 5000.
Pound it.
Scratch pounds it and walks into the house. We're seeing, what are we seeing in the house? Pass by pile of shoes, sound of music playing much more loudly. It's coming from an iPod stand, but it's also competing with the sound of a musical theater coming from... Okay, so let's see. So what's the layout we're looking at? We're looking at a long kind of hall, and there's stairs going up, and there's like a room that goes into the living room, and then there's like a dining room that's like an open plan thing, so you can... Whatever. So it's like a hall slash dining room, and there's a door that leads into the living room. There's like two girls laughing in the living room, listening to... watching something on a TV. There's sort of concerned chatter up ahead, though. There's... you can hear the sound of a girl crying. And then up ahead is the kitchen and the bathroom. Dead ahead of you, you see three fucking guys. You see a real greasy, greasy lady with a large forehead, almost like a Japanese illustration of an oni. it's Mabel Shu. She's holding her rolling pack back behind her and is sort of swaying.
Oh, hey, look at this, Scratch.
And she's there with two other guys.
A cool punk girl who has that hair that's like swoopy in the front but spiked up in the back, like John and Kate Plus Eight, but when it was cool, punk girl, not John and Kate Plus Eight style, which was a thing a lot, like very emo-ish. Turns around, she's wearing like so much eyeliner, so many bracelets, all the way up her arms, like so many bracelets. And she turns around and she sees Scratch. And she's like, Scratch, what is up? I'm so excited to see you. Yes, dude.
Who's this, Alicia?
This is Sydney Perrone.
And Alicia Dilger's here as well. Fresh off her shift at Kumon Math Tutoring. It happens during the summer as well. This is called the jump season, when kids can take their game to the next level. Hi, Scratch.
Scratch, we got a LAN party going upstairs, talking. We could be having a dozen people playing. We only have seven, I think, right now. But
we're trying to find more.
But you got to come up.
You got Smash or?
We've hacked Halo.
I played a little and I lost right away. And that is just so me. It's so classically me to lose. Like, I mean, what the fuck can I say?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Scratch, do you mind if we all just say our names again one more time?
Yeah.
Mabel Chu.
Sydney.
And Alicia Dilger.
Sydney, you must feel awesome getting to hang out with two of the low-key up-and-comers of Princeton.
That's right.
You in guys, terms of popularity, it's coming.
I only hang out with the coolest people. You guys are the coolest people. Now that Scratch got here, we're even cooler. This is the coolest corner of the whole house.
I kind of feel like the four of us maybe are just the best friends at all of Princeton.
Wow, really?
BFFs for L-A-E-A-E-A-E-A-E.
L-Y-A... Jay, love you as Juggernaut, bitch. love yeah, Juggernaut. Juggernaut's cool.
I'm Juggernaut, bitch.
I just wanted to say I'm straight edge, so you might notice that I'm not drinking or smoking.
Yeah, and you have the big X on the...
On my hands. Yeah. I have big X's written on my hands.
Yeah, I feel like that's most parties that you go to, right? It's
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
Making sure everybody's still...
Everybody staying sober, not doing anything that's like uncool. I mean, everybody do what you want. So if you want to do whatever,
you do
whatever, but I'm not doing it.
I can't be straight edge because I drink communion wine on Sundays. Every Sunday I go to a different communion. They're always happening somewhere.
I just put my hands across my chest, or I don't go for communion because I am an atheist. But when I have to go because of my family, I do the hands crossed.
I'm a I'm a Mormon.
Oh,
but I do drink.
Mabel, what do you drink? You can't have caffeine or alcohol.
Malibu on the rocks.
Oh,
whoa. Clink, clink, clink.
That's classy.
I think this Mormon shit is fucked up, but it's also cool.
That's cool. Scratch, what do you drink?
Nothing yet, man. I just got here.
Do you want some communion wine?
You brought communion wine with you?
Yeah, whenever I take communion, I spit it into a bottle afterwards for parties.
Whoa.
Sometimes I'll sell it to kids who are even more fucked up than me.
I pay, let's see, minus inflation, et cetera, $27 a bottle.
Whoa, yeah. I'm literally...
That's part of our friendship. It's transactional.
It's transactional.
But then it turned into real when I found out how cool Mabel was.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I go cool.
Yeah, you're go cool.
It's like Goku, but go cool.
I like
Who's that?
Dragon Ball Z. It's on Adult Swim.
Well, yeah, you don't,
it's
oh,
on
you don't watch
Network.
TV, right?
I saw Goku in the Mii Plaza. It was created by someone. I thought it was an original character that looked cool. So I downloaded him. And then I wrote a short story about him and some of the other seemingly original Mii's in the Mii store, such as Homer Simpson.
Sydney, you're like smiling and having a great time with us. You don't even seem to mind the moisture dripping from my body.
Or the smell coming out of my ears.
No, I love it, actually. It's great because you know what this means? This means makeover time. When we have to go to the bathroom and do makeovers.
Raul's throwing up in there. He drank too much.
Oh, shit. Well, we're gonna have to just then postpone the makeover. You guys, actually, I take it back. I got too hasty. You are both amazing, and you do not need makeovers.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm allergic to makeup.
Scratch, I think you would look really cool if you looked like Billy Armstrong kind of style.
Oh, my God. A little eyeliner. Dude.
Oh, my God.
You want some?
So hot. Wait, I've seen you wear eyeliner, though, when you performed... when you performed Hark and Behold.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, at the rally?
You look so hot.
Yeah.
He was, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So
come on.
I was fucking, I don't know. I'm drunk right now, so tell me if this is inappropriate, but I was gushing wet.
No, honestly,
dripping
it's like,
down my leg.
Whoa.
To be honest, I really need to hear that, Mabel.
Wow.
Like, honestly.
Wow. Mabel.
Wow.
I had to pretend to be sick so my mom could take me up so no one noticed. Oh, sorry. That's me.
Wait, somebody's got an iPhone already?
Yellow. No, I didn't answer it.
It's still gonna?
Hold on. I don't know how to work these things. I'm swiping. Anyway, hold on. I'm just going to turn it off.
I have a cell phone that only has one button to call.
It was me.
It really was you.
Oh, goodness. Hold on. Hey, Mom. Yeah, everything's fine. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, anyway, I was so fucking wet. My mom had to pick me up because it was dripping through my fucking pants.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's honestly...
Was that inappropriate?
No, not in the least. Frankly...
Sorry that I thought it was your phone, by the way, Sydney.
Oh, I don't even have a phone. Yes, I do. I lied. I have a phone, but I don't have it with me. So,
Scratch, are you in for Halo LAN party earlier? We did mod it a little bit to make the...
Ooh, got some...
All the guys just a little hotter.
Oh, cool. Just like kind of accentuated the angles or whatever.
Yeah. We took Master Chief's helmet off and put in Billy Armstrong's head on all of Master Chief's bodies.
But him... From Green Day Rock Band, or not Rock Band, not Rock Band.
Guitar Hero.
Although Rock Band did come out last year.
Yeah, I hope
you
do a Green Day
Guitar
Rock
Hero
Band.
Rock Band, or Guitar Hero Green Day. Anyway, I might join you.
If you
want to
have some fun, there's a girl crying over there.
Yeah, dude, I think that you would actually be the perfect person to calm her down because you just have that like little vibe that is calming. Makes people gush wet, but also makes people calm. Also okay. makes people calm. Also, okay. if yeah. you decide you want the eyeliner, I have the eyeliner. I'm ready to do a makeover. Sans the bathroom.
I will let you know. That's honestly generous. Thank you.
I will take you up on the makeover portion of the party.
There is an upstairs bathroom, so it's on.
I just want to look good.
Let's do it. Makeover.
I do head over to the crying girl.
The dining room, yeah. It's just a few steps away. There's this girl. She's got sort of amber hair. Her name's Caitlin. She's like got tears coming down her face, and she's being consoled by a kind of older looking guy, but he's actually the same age. But you know her as like, she's really tall, plays basketball.
You're Caitlin. Who's the other guy?
Oh, is it Bill Benson?
Yeah, Bill Benson.
Bill Benson. I'm just a good guy. I'm Bill Benson. My face is older, but I'm the same, and I'm a conservative, and I've got good posture, and I get good grades.
And you also do drama, right?
I like to tread the board, so to speak. I did play the role of the First Amendment in the Schoolhouse Rock Junior production that my middle school did. I will not let anyone forget that. As is my right. As is my right. I can say what I want. But I'm saying to myself.
Bill and I had drama two together last year. I fucking hate this guy.
Well met.
But
and who's crying?
Oh, Caitlin. She's tall. She plays basketball. She does good good in school. She's like,
I have only had like classes with Caitlin and know her through friends, but this is like, you know, the kind of friend that you always have like a little bit of distance from because you just haven't had the opportunity to like have those talks where you get real close.
Also, she's so tall.
She's so tall.
There's a natural distance.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Well met, Scratch. Well met.
I mean, I know.
Caitlin is afflicted by a melancholy.
I just got dumped. I got dumped.
No, shit. Yep.
Such coldness in this world.
Yep.
Shit. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yep. I got dumped.
I was trying to pep her up by, you know, telling her, much like the U.S. forces in the Middle East, never withdraw. Do not back down, Caitlin. You must veto all attempts to withdraw from this relationship.
I think it's really it. I don't know. Chris, he's the twin. He plays basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball.
You were dating Chris.
I don't even know the difference. I'm so upset right now, but we just broke up. You just broke up. He just dumped me.
Do not take no for an answer from that brute. You walk back up to him and say, I know you have weapons of love for me.
It's a good point. But it's whatever. But Scratch, oh my god, like I haven't seen you. I mean, since school ended.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, I know. I know.
You're going to college?
I missed some grad parties. I know. I just, I actually had, I'm not next year going to college. I'm taking a gap year is kind of the plan right now.
Peace Corps?
No, not Peace Corps, Bill.
Armed Services?
Not Armed Services or ROTC or anything.
Are you joining Blackwater?
No, Caitlin, I'm not joining Blackwater.
I don't know.
That's okay. I'm just clarifying.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Initially, we were going to work on the band.
Oh, you were at the rally, Hark and Behold? There was like 20 people in that band.
I think I was counter-protesting at that rally, but yes, I was there. And the music did sound good despite our political differences.
Well, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Was kind of initially, I thought was the plan, was we were going to like focus on the band, see what happens, and then, I don't know if like Evan told you or somebody, but we, you know, it just...
Yeah.
People had their thing, and we couldn't really work all summer. Like, not even creative differences. It's just everybody's like going to school, and I thought people had different commitment levels to it because I thought that at least we could see if we could get a demo done in the summer, and we could like do some shows, and maybe we could talk to some labels, and then I wanted to leave the year free so that it doesn't matter. Thank you.
They were good.
They were good.
You used a drum. drumming it.
So Caitlin was dumped recently, and sounds like you were maybe dumped from your band, so I don't know, maybe you could date each other or form some sort of coalition of the willing.
That's crazy. No way that could happen.
Yeah, I'm not really. That's
it seems serendipitous. I'm sorry to play matchmaker, much like I did in the 7th grade production of Fiddler on the Roof. Right, please. Matchmaker. It was just matchmaker. That's the junior version, is they take the names out because they're don't want to make it too ethnic. That was my middle school. My dad was the headmaster.
Tell us more.
Well, the next year we did a production of Les Mis, but we changed it to Les Freedom, to protest France's inaction in our war on terror. And it was all about how cowardly they are and how yellow-bellied they are.
I liked it.
I'm going to Syracuse next year. That's right. I'm talking to Mabel now as I walked over.
Hey there.
Talking to Sydney.
Do you guys want to land? Are you done crying? Do you want to play
land party?
Stop crying. Crying is for posers.
I'm not crying anymore. I'm not crying. I'm thinking about b-ball, hooping.
Cool.
It's a noble sport, and I, for one, hope that the fundamentals are always respected. None of this and one nonsense I see on Daily Motion. I type in basketball, old school style, 1955.
I liked it when it was an actual basket.
That's what I'm saying.
Imagining an Upworthy article. Amazing! These white guys are playing basketball the old shitty way.
I was gonna make my rounds around the party just because I got here just a bit ago. But Caitlin, you cool?
If you go to the kitchen, can you give me a little bit of what do they have? The drink that's got an artichoke on it.
Yeah, you just gonna
Chinar?
Be hanging out here.
Is it Chinar?
Chinar, yeah.
I actually have a flask of Chinar. I'd like to drink a little differently.
Maybe don't drink from his flask. I'll grab you a...
Oh, what's that supposed to mean, scratch?
Oh, that's just, you know.
Is that because I have pimples on my mouth? pimples. They're pimples. It's not contagious. And I take proactive.
I mean,
like,
dude, I look...
That's Rapscallion 50 Cent and Jessica Simpson.
Okay, I get cold sores too, but yeah, I mean, that's not a pimple, man. You've got like a whole cluster of them on your upper lip.
Those are pimples. It may be a constellation, but constellations form where there's stars. Did I mention I was in the junior production of Rent? And
are you fucking kidding me?
It was from the landlord perspective of the renters, and it was about the evils of tenant rights. While also being a junior version.
Bill, I almost felt really jealous there for a minute, but
this was in 7th grade as well. I was very busy that year.
7th grade? God damn, dude.
Magnet school. Oh, that's the sign. Goodbye.
But I'll go grab that drink, and he heads out.
Walks over to the kitchen. You're seeing bottles of liquor lining the island counter. Tons of dishes in the sink. Seeing an overflowing garbage can. Three guys. Just like many of the rooms you've passed through before. Three guys. I'm pulling up my guy.
We're in the kitchen now?
Yeah, we're in the kitchen. We got Arthur, we got Megan, we got Declan.
Oh, that's so cool. These names are so cool. Can we all just say like what our basic vibe is real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arthur is like very chill, really friendly, smart, loves talking about politics, very into Ron. He's very likable. He is into Ron Paul. That's the kicker. Kind of a little bit of a proto-libertarian. But he's a real friendly guy. I guess I should say description of two. He's got thick eyebrows and like a little short Caesar haircut.
Declan is skinny and tall. He's wearing a skinny jeans and a Miss Piggy t-shirt. He's got suspenders on, and he's also got a suit jacket on. And he has that swoopy hair that's brushed over to the side. He looks like so indie boy, but it's before this style is like really cool, but eventually this style is really going to be cool.
After he stops wearing it.
After he stops wearing it. He will have moved on. And he's like looking kind of like moody.
And Megan is kind of plain looking, not a popular girl. People kind of are mean as shit to me. Oh, some girls are mean to me, but I'm actually kind of cool. And I'm easy to talk to. I take math classes at community college, even though I'm only a fucking sophomore. Would you believe that?
That's incredible, honestly.
And yeah, there's some like bad nicknames about me, but yeah, I'm just Megan.
I don't know Megan well. I haven't had a class with her. I'm a little bit older, but I've heard from one or two members of my band that she's not so bad.
Yo, Scratch! Wait, I should have a slightly different voice.
What's up?
Yo! What's my voice? What's a voice you could do? Hey, Scratch, what's happening, man?
What's up?
Yo. We got drinks here.
Nice to meet you. I've heard about you, Scratch.
Oh, hey, yeah, Megan, what's up?
Your band really rocks.
Oh, my God, thank you.
What's up, Scratch, by the way?
Hey.
We got Malibu Jack.
Yeah, sorry. You guys keep going.
We got Korski. We got Fireball. We got Kahlua. And we got...
Scratch, my dude, we were just talking about how Danny found a skull.
Yo, did you know about this?
No, what, tonight?
No, when he was seven.
No, he's like,
when
look, he there's a little article. Yeah. Pulls out an article from the fridge.
Oh, damn, from the Blade?
It.
In the Toledo Blade?
Yeah, the Toledo Blade.
The Toledo Blade,
love it. We love it.
It says that he found a human skull that was like 150 years old.
Damn.
In his backyard. He was digging. He said that he was digging and he found it in the backyard. But I guess he didn't talk. But look, also, this is really funny. Check out the date. 9/12/2001.
Whoa.
Yeah. No shit, really?
That's funny. He found a human skull in his backyard after 9/11.
Do you guys remember where you were on 9/11?
Of course, dude. Of course.
Yeah, man.
I just have to say about that skull, the skull was alone by itself. That means that the murderer dismembered the body and probably took all the other pieces and put them all around.
Well, does it
Toledo.
Say it was like a what?
Yeah.
If there's only a skull, you can only presume that they were brutally murdered and that their pieces of their body have been strewn about Toledo.
Or it could just have decomposed.
Yeah.
There's probably more details in the article, but it looks like there's just some like marinara sauce that got on here. Mm. So we haven't been able to read the full article. But I guess that's what happens when you put an article in a kitchen.
Yeah, I guess so. That's fucking crazy. I'll have to talk to Danny about that wherever he is. That's nuts.
Dude, Scratch.
Yeah.
I've been working. I know that like you're a drama man like myself. You're into the drama. The theater.
Yeah. I didn't know if you meant like, but yes to both.
I've been working on my Marlena Dietrich impression. So,
it's
dude.
Really good.
Okay. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I do want to do it because I think, dude, that even though, you know, we haven't spent a lot of time talking, I want you to know because it's the last day of summer.
Today.
That going into sophomore year now, I'm going into sophomore year and I'm ready to, like, be more like you, Scratch. I'm ready
to. Oh, God.
I think you could probably do a really good Marlena Dietrich impression, too. I just know it.
I'll be honest. I can't remember who that is off the top of my head.
Well, dude, when I do the impression, you're going to feel that you know her.
Okay. You do it and maybe it'll come to me.
I'm the laziest girl in town. That was it. Was that pretty good?
Yo, it's Tommy. Was someone doing a Hitler impersonation? Because that's my shtick.
I was singing Marlena Dietrich, laziest girl in town.
Yeah, that's a YouTube video, right?
It's a YouTube video, but it's because it's like a classic, dude.
Classic.
It's like a classic.
Yes.
Yo, speaking of YouTube, have you seen Lazy Sunday? Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Ask Parnell, see how he's doing. Yo, what up, Parm? Yo, Sandberg, what's cracking?
You thinking what I'm thinking, Nardia?
Yeah, it's happening.
Something about Red Vines.
It's funny.
I just have dial-up still at my parents' place, and like, so all summer I feel like I've been, like, way behind on shit. Although Lazy Sunday might have happened, you know, last
fall. Never seen
I just
that.
Don't remember.
I've been watching classics, mostly, so.
But, cool,
you pouring
man.
Up a cup?
Yeah, what was it?
Yo, hey, look, it's getting that time of night. I can see some consternation in your eyes or something on your mind. We're three weirdos. We're three outcasts, but we're cool, and we have our sort of like earthiness.
We're like cool.
We're smart.
I'm at least going to be a sophomore, and that is like, dude, I'm ready to hear the tea.
I spent some of my
people don't say that in this time period. I'm ready to hear the gossip.
The story.
I may only be a rising junior, but I do take classes at community colleges with adults, so I have inherited secondhand world wisdom.
I'm
cool. That's so tell
really,
us.
Really I'm cool. I'm also going in my sophomore year. I was just a freshman, but I'm. No, wait, no, I'm not actually at all. I'm actually. What am I?
We're so fucked up, by the way.
I'm fucked up.
It's hard
I'm
to keep track.
Up, yeah. Dude,
I'm going my
up.
Junior year. I'm fucked up, but yo, like, we've been talking about life and shit. Like, spill the beans.
Sing your song.
Spill the beans.
Sing my song.
Sing your song.
I'm. Oh, I. You know. I guess that's. That's part of it. Haven't really gotten to sing anything this summer, and that's kind of, you know, my shit. But all I do is for my band, if I forget who has been at a show before, but I'm one of the drummers, and I also, okay, so I also am lead singer. And
we're all
and
raising our hand.
So I like have all these songs I've written.
I actually wrote your name on my hand.
Wow.
Earlier today.
Wow, that's just, okay, and they're. It's worn away by sweat and stuff. So you really, that was earlier. Okay.
It's not sweat.
Okay.
I got really wet down my legs.
That's cool. Thank you. I needed that.
Whoa.
I did not capitalize on my popularity of my band. I did not capitalize on it enough. Anyway, whatever, you know.
Just, so dude, sing now.
I can't just sing, and I don't play guitar, I don't play piano, so what am I?
You can't just sing.
Make him sing.
Sing the Marlena Dietrich song. Do the impression of being the laziest girl in town.
I don't.
They're
the
playing guitar.
The laziest girl in town.
I actually do really love this song. Thank you for...
That's pretty much it. It's basically that. It's really good. I think you could sing it good.
It's Danny, right?
Who's Dan? Oh.
Dina. Sorry.
Danny Lister.
I call her Danny. But it's confusing two Dannys, but it's Dina, right?
Or did she say something?
Well, she was around earlier. She was asked. She said you maybe invited her. Or she was looking forward to see you or something. But no, she was off with Connor guy.
Which
she's always
which
hanging
was it?
With. I don't know, but you know that Connor guy. She was with that Connor guy and her.
Yeah.
So it was Dina, Connor, and Danny. Maybe that's why I called her Danny. They went out to the woods. I haven't seen.
They're probably fucking.
I don't know, but Danny came back.
Oh.
But I haven't seen them around, so I don't really know where they are. But
wait, Danny came back.
But Dina wanted to see you. Yeah, Danny's back, so she's with Connor in the woods somewhere.
Okay.
I know what will make this better. We need to do some shot skis right now. Shotsky, scratch, Shotsky, I'm pouring it.
Yeah, no, he's going to do it. No, look, I can see the...
I love my mom, you guys.
Okay, all right.
I love my mom,
I'll
too.
Do it.
I love my mom.
And I hate
do
my
dad.
Do
you have a chaser? Do you have some Mountain Dew? Okay.
Yeah, Mountain
Dew.
Let's drink.
Let's go.
Okay.
Can't believe I'm drinking with Scratch, Kelly.
Tastes so good. I love that stuff.
I didn't mean to cough, but I've been just drinking so much. Yeah.
I need to. Whoa, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, keep it down.
Oh,
it was
God.
Just a baby burp. It was a baby burp.
Okay. Do you need some fresh air?
I'm sorry. I fell down. I'm okay. Scratch.
Okay.
I just. You're so cute.
Okay.
Can I kiss you?
No.
Oh,
you,
come on.
Really
come here,
now,
Megan.
Keep it together.
I'll kiss you.
Oh,
you too. Come in. Get in
okay.
here.
Okay. You guys ever seen Ni Tu Mama Tom Pien?
they start doing that, and then I grab the drink I was going to grab for Caitlin real quick. I got to. That's in my Sims queue. number one, I got to just bring this girl this drink, but I got a lot to think about, and I really want to be like, you know, anyway. So I grabbed that drink, which I forget what it even was.
Here's another thing for your
Ginar.
Oh my god. It just flashed.
Megan flashed you.
My god.
Megan flashed you.
She was making out with us and it just stopped to flash.
I'm making out with you again. You guys are so good at kissing.
Yeah.
This is actually my first kiss.
Congratulations. Welcome to a whole new world.
Lock the kitchen behind you. Yeah. Okay, so you're in the living room now and it's actually empty. Caitlin isn't there anymore. There's still sounds coming from the living room, the two musical theater girls watching something. And then there's stairs leading upstairs. You can go back out the porch, go around the side of the house. There's also a little door that leads to the backyard.
I decide, I think maybe I just pop my head in where the two girls are like watching musical theater or something like that. Which, look, you know, on another night, I would love to stay and watch Pirates of the Penzance or whatever.
Pirates of Penzance. It's Pirates of Penzance.
Did I say the Penzance?
Yes,
I did not mean
Scratch.
To say the
Penzance.
I'm sorry.
Line.
Stick your head.
Oh, Scratch.
You're looking in. You're seeing Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, framed posters in the wall above a large TV, currently playing Princeton High's production of Pirates of the Penzance. You're seeing two girls that are laughing like crazy. One of the kids just messed up some choreography and they're making fun of them.
This is so much worse than the one they did at Interlochen this past summer.
It's so bad.
That lead would not be an understudy.
You would be so amazing in this one.
Thank you. Oh my god.
Thank you.
What's your name real quick? Just out of character?
Oh, Matilda.
Matilda, I'm Tiffany, and you know that because we are
such friends.
We actually secretly hate each other as well.
Yes.
Oh my god, Scratch is here.
Scratch.
The leading man. The leading man. Is Juilliard in your future, or are we taking a gap year to work with your band, the esteemed...
Oh, so you heard that. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm
still messing around with that.
Hark and behold, yeah. That, and, you know, I mean, like, I definitely looked into, like, arts colleges and you know, I really...
Colleges,
like,
there's only one, Juilliard.
Okay, but I mean, I was like looking at... Okay.
Tish.
Theater school? Ha! You might as well be at the B school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, you sure do have it. I'm really sorry that I didn't ever get to, like, act in something with you guys. I feel like I missed out in those past couple years, but
it's not.
I've just heard so much about your legacy, and I just want to say that thank you for leaving behind such a good legacy, because, like, I've only done one play so far, but your signature behind all of the sets and, like, in the green room and, like, your handprint and, like,
yeah,
I feel your energy in there. And I just think that's so important. And everybody else speaks so highly of you. So I wish you good luck.
I've also heard nice things as well. And I just want to say how important it is to contribute to this community. You know, honestly, sometimes I actually even learn things from my fellow classmates. And I think that you are one that actually... Watching some of your tape from what was the little show you guys did?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yes. The Little Shop of Horrors. And you were...
Seymour.
That's right.
Yeah.
I thought that was so good. And I love how you use the space.
Thanks.
I loved it. It was really good.
I thought you were really, really good at... just your pronunciation of everything was really on point.
I thought you were really good in the medieval show where...
Spamalot?
Spamalot Jr. It was so on point. And we've rewatched the tape like 17 times. and I've actually watched it 18 times.
Wow, did you watch it with the same enthusiasm that you're watching Pirates of the Penzance right now?
Yes. Oh yes. My gosh. Oh my
God. That's really flattering. Yes. Oh, I'm sure there's lots of compliments all around. Well, thanks, guys. That means a lot, obviously. But I was just looking for Caitlin. I don't know if you'd...
Oh, no. Haven't seen her.
I haven't seen her. Okay. You're talking about the really tall?
The tall.
She was crying earlier. She asked me for a drink. I was just going to, but it's fine.
She's probably so drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad to see someone who would be so good at perhaps, you know, being in stage crew.
Being a ladder. Being a lift.
Perhaps.
Even a tree
in a production.
Even a tall tree. A lamppost or...
Squandering kind of her natural theatrical talents to do sports ball.
It's really a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really a shame. I mean, she's like looking down the barrel of some pretty major scholarships for that.
And believe me, that barrel is going to blast her in the face, most likely. Okay. Probably with some sort of...
I bet she can sing if she just tried.
You can lose a sports scholarship if your ACL gets torn.
What? Just to check my memory, when Aaron White, he was running back in the football team, and he played a small part in the production of MASH we did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Suicide is painless.
Weren't you, like, part of the people that were, like, you need to have audition? You put out the petition so that he would get, like, removed because he's a football player and not a...
Well, we only did that because it was unfair.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, it was really unfair.
Because he was playing a football player in that... play
and
it was
that's
like
not
small
really acting
role.
it's called acting okay. For a reason. It's not called some sort of live documentary where you just kind of play yourself,
but the art
he hasn't even been to Interlaken even one time.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that's good to know that you guys would be super welcoming of Caitlin though, so That's great.
If Caitlin comes in, we'll definitely welcome her.
Definitely. Well, it was always great talking to you. I'm gonna duck out.
Great. Okay. So where are we going? We go upstairs. We go outside.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom where Raul is throwing up.
Look, I've got a pit in my stomach that Dina's off with Connor because, look, the thing is, anybody with eyes can see that Connor's got a massive crush on Dina. He hangs off her like a broken nail, you know. Is that a thing? That's not an expression.
That's good. I like that. Because it's like it could come loose and it's annoying.
Yeah.
But it also requires a lot of attention.
Exactly. But Connor says he's not into girls, but then it's like the way he looks at her and stuff is just like, come on. But I'm not going to like go out to the woods looking for them. So that's on my mind, but I'm just going to pop upstairs real quick, try to drop this drink off.
So you're walking upstairs. Up the carpeted steps. Clump, 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 clump. The hall is dark. There's one flickering bulb. You can see on the wall there's pictures of Danny and his dad on the wall. There's a large frame poster of a black and white movie, something about a pirate ship in the Antarctic or whatever, but it's just like dark. There's a bathroom dead ahead. There's two bedrooms. There's a parent's bedroom, master bedroom, and then there's like a kid's bedroom. But there's something standing in front of the bathroom looking at you.
Something?
It's a silhouette. You can't tell. It starts walking towards you slowly. Meow.
Hey, who's that?
Meow.
Okay, so come on. Who's fucking with me? Okay, very funny, very funny.
You see a Sri. This is really this drunk nerd girl. she's walking around all fours towards you like a kitty cat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, God. Now seeing that it's not an actual threat, it's even scary to me for some reason. Yo. Hey, kitty.
Whoa, okay. Scratches your leg, which your claws are pretty sharp.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. You drew blood. I'm like, well, hey, how well do I know this person? Are they
your
in
call?
Band or anything?
Your call? Oh, they're not in band.
That's the fucking thing, is I, like, know them enough for this to be like awkward, but I don't know them enough where it's like, oh, this is a fun thing we're doing as friends.
She goes,
okay.
Holds up her claws and then sort of walks backwards into the bathroom and closes it.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. She literally scratched the shit out of me.
You can hear sounds of gaming
fucking
and
psycho.
Yelling coming from the master bedroom. And then you can sort of hear like low chatter and laughter from the other smaller bedroom.
I'll pop in the laughter chatter room first. Because I'm afraid to get caught up with the gamers.
All right, dude, you pop in. Dude's like, whoa, 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 knock, 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 knock.
Whoa. What do I see?
Yeah, you see someone's got a rolled up bill and is hiding some substance that's on the algebra textbook. Whoa, oh, wait, no, it's Scratch. It's cool. You can see it's Danny. He's got blonde hair. Jeez. He's like, welcome to the party, muchacho. We thought we'd do my send-off big style.
Yo, Scratch.
Welcome
up,
to the party.
What's up, guys? Damn.
Yeah, there's laundry piles, ska posters taped to the wall, movie tickets. There's just like, look, we're just, they're just like drinks hanging around. We're like, we kind of got our own, for me and the guys, we got our own private thing. You know me, I'm Danny. Danny, blonde hair, his dad's gone. I sort of introduced him at the beginning. He's the host, and he was last seen with Danny, and then he left the woods or whatever. Damn. So that's probably on your mind, but he's in band. He plays alto sax, and he played a guitar in Hark and Behold.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, so that's Danny.
And I'm Summer, and I dropped out 2 years ago. And I'm like a cool, pretty girl with long blonde hair. And exactly who you would imagine when you hear the name Summer. And I have a child now, but they're not here.
That's so rad. I think I'm Kenny Loggins. I'm super tall. I graduated. I kind of hang around the town. I was the first guy to smoke weed that I knew of. Kind of discovered it. Just chill, I got some acne, I'm tall.
Also, I brought cocaine.
And we are snorting it.
Snorting
up these lines.
What other than cocaine do you got going on that to make that fucking cat girl out there? Did you see that? Sir?
Oh, she scratched me when I went out
there.
Yeah,
look at this, dude. Look at my leg, man.
She actually gave...
Oh, dude.
I'm like scared to go out there.
She gave me a blowjob.
What? Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
As a cat?
Well... Guys, I put some peanut butter on my penis.
Man.
Oh,
wow.
I said, how committed are you to this bit? And she said, I am consenting. Before going back into
cat mode. Completely sober. Oh. Completely.
But wow. At the end of the day.
Some people just take a party as an opportunity, including myself.
The thing about cocaine, though. Can't get a boner. That's what I just found out.
Can't get a boner.
So she just kind of ate the peanut butter off my flaccid penis, and sure enough, we closed her out because it was starting to freak us all out. They watched. Found it, Scratch.
Found it.
So what's going on?
Oh, pound. Sorry, man. I was.
What's going on?
Coughing.
What's going on? What's going on, dude?
What's going on?
Man, I'm just going to college. I was just telling these guys about fucking going to
Future of the Van.
Fucking University of Texas in Austin.
Yeah, man, I really wish
Longhorns.
Yeah, I'm feeling angsty.
Yeah, you look angsty.
Life is fucking tough, you know what I mean?
I mean, you could be like me and just work at the grocery shop.
Or you could be like me and put peanut butter on your penis and then try to get a blowjob from a cat girl.
I love
and
my
succeed.
Job.
Or you could be like me and, you know... Keep the band together over the summer so we could try to maybe get a fucking demo.
It wasn't me, man. It's those fucking celloists. They're fucking flaky as hell. What was it? Amanda and Durkenstein on strings? Always chit-chatting, never willing to make a commitment.
Ooh. Well,
I got a guitar! Which one of the girls is playing in the backyard right now. I said, geez, some songs I learned. Do you ever heard of the Neutral Milk Hotel?
Yeah, dude.
So fucking good.
Yeah, and the airplane over the sea, that's some shit. I wish we could have had our in the airplane over the sea, but we didn't.
I know. And now it's...
Not even demo.
Busted. I don't know. I just hope that I can find someone in Austin. This is good. you know, you can play drums like you can write a song. I can't write a song. I'm playing guitar. I should be able to write a song, but.
Oh, writing a song isn't that useful when you're a fucking drummer. Let me tell you that much. People don't really, doesn't get you very far on your own, is what I've found. Anyway, but.
Summer comes over to Scratch and grabs both of his hands and looks deep in his eyes with just coked out eyes and is like, "You have a sadness deep in your soul, and it is penetrating
That's
me
real.
Deeply.
That's real.
Deeply.
That's real.
I feel that.
That's real. No, it's in the room.
It's in the room.
We're feeling.
I'm feeling
oh,
it
yeah.
as well, dude.
Dina. It's Dina, right?
It's Dina.
No, I was telling you, she was talking about it.
She was talking about you.
No. She wanted to see where I found that skull. You know that skull that I found
yeah,
when
I
was 12
yeah,
years old?
Yeah, dude, from the Toledo Blade article.
Toledo Blade. Yeah.
I love that journalism.
Okay, so get a load of, so you know the story about how I found that skull?
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing. I actually found it in a different spot.
What, you
I said I found it in the backyard where I was digging because it was like my kind of special little spot that I'd go to be alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want a bunch of guys digging it up, messing around with it. So they just dug up our backyard and couldn't find anything. But no, they were really curious about where I found the skull. So it's like a cave. It's like my special place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Can you?
Maybe I can show you where it is later.
Yeah, because I was hoping to talk to Dina, actually.
Oh, like, I bet they're coming back. I don't know. Just sort of like. I don't know. It's just Dina started doing some seance stuff, and that kind of creeped me out. So I was
oh, yeah.
Like,
I did not want to be around that. Yeah, I was like, I have a baby at home. I have a baby. I can't deal with Satan now.
It's enough that I'm doing cocaine tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to also get cursed.
Get super paranoid thinking about it. I do think demons are legit real.
No, demons are real.
Demons are real.
Demons are real.
Demons are real. Demons are real.
Demons are real.
Demons are real.
Super cool that you guys believe that.
Demons are real.
Wait, do you think the cat girl, do you think Sri's like,
demoned?
Possessed?
Demoned?
No, I just think she has ADHD or something.
Oh.
ADHD demon.
ADHD. Ah! ADHD demon could be a sick name for a solo project. Yo, you ever heard of the Postal Service?
Yeah, I'll send
you guitar. No, here's what we're going to do. No, here's, and this is real. And he's looking at you with super coked out eyes now. No, this is real. Because we can keep the band going. And I'll send you guitar licks and stuff.
Yes,
and you can sing. Because he sings.
Yes.
And you send me some dope beats. And we can make something, you know?
Sounds really sick. Here's the thing. It's like earlier, you know, when I was asked like the question, like there's a sadness in you and we're talking.
Oh,
like,
well, yeah.
I was getting a little watery in the eyes. And here it persists because Danny is saying this. And honestly, this sounds like a dream to Scratch. He knows it's not going to happen. Danny and him have had this conversation when Danny is fucked up multiple times. They talked about this when the band broke up, about continuing to do stuff. Danny continues to be like, oh yeah, it's just like everybody else, but dude, like you and me, but this is a good buddy of mine, but like,
dude,
yeah,
we're
man,
making
I
it
really
happen.
Love that idea.
Yes,
I really do
guys.
Love that idea.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can't play any instruments whatever,
either.
If you're looking for someone to jam with, yeah, like
aisle three.
That's where I am when I'm visiting Summer at work.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll let you guys know. You know, I'll be in town. For
I fucking
a year,
love you, dude.
So.
You're a brother to me.
Thanks, man. I love you.
I love you.
All right, come
and
on.
He's wasted, but he does me.
I mean,
in
it,
a very sweet kind
I
of
do
way.
I do too, and I know. And Scratch doesn't. He understands that it is circumstance. Like he was asking too much of 16 other people. In their many of their senior year summers, and as they're preparing to go off to college, that they could dedicate all their time to this band. So he gives his buddy a hug. But yeah, man, I really was hoping to talk to Dina. If you can just at least like point me in the direction out there. To be honest, I don't really trust her with Connor. Not like,
oh,
not
he's
trust her.
He's
trust
legit.
Connor.
He's Connor told me not gay. He's in love with her.
He fucking said that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in love with her.
Bro,
oh,
that is the fucking gotcha.
You
waiting.
Can even see that.
He
when
like,
you look at him and you see it in his eyes.
No, he's
and
got
his
those...
little and his little makeup under his eyes that looks like it's gonna cry on her.
He's metrosexual. I can tell. I got metrodar.
Yeah.
I can tell when a guy is like got gel in their hair.
It's
you
just
know
like
Connor has gel. It's
yeah. Oh, it, yeah, but it's like the way he wears it like
stringy gel.
Down, he like puts it in and then lets it hang down. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I just like that. That's stolen valor, frankly. And even if I didn't have a thing for fucking Dina, that would still...
We knew it.
Even if I didn't have a thing for fucking Tina, I would be, I'd be standing here, I'd be saying, sir, that's stolen valor.
Yes.
You are misrepresenting all of my LGBT brothers and sisters, because this is 2008, all we say is LGBT at this point.
So. You're leaving out the M, though.
Metrosexual. That's a really important
thing. You're being metrophobic, and look, I graduated. You become a little more worldly wise after you leave the hallowed halls of Princeton on the hill.
Well,
still, I still hate him, too. I'm on Team Scratch. Scratch and Dina forever.
I'm undecided, but well, by the end of the night, I'll know which side I fall on. But as long as we're getting things off our chest, I have to tell you guys that I did forget I am allergic to peanut butter.
Oh my God, that's why your balls look so big.
Yeah, it's because of the drugs we did earlier. I forgot, and now
I'm thinking right now, and I'm swallowing a lot.
Yeah,
because I think that's bad.
As long as you're swallowing a lot, would you mind getting this off of me?
Oh,
come on, dude!
It really hurts.
I don't think it's gonna be.
Did you have to go all the way to the butt crack?
That's not peanut butter. It's the allergy. It makes me poop.
You step out of the room as they holler and hoot at each other, trying to figure out what to do about this great
situation
going on.
Danny is going to be no help at this point, so I'm just going to go back there. As I'm walking down the hallway, I just slightly swing open the door to the gamer dungeon to see if I can get rid of this fucking drink.
Heat just blasts you.
It stinks. Stinks.
Yeah, there's six.
And this party's
there's
only been
six
going on
guys.
Like, it's only been going on for like two hours.
No, it's
and
just
it's
like,
already so nasty.
It is dense in there, and you are hearing the video game Halo being played and people cursing at each other.
Fuck you, Mabel.
Oh, yeah. Pwned. How does these nuts taste?
Getting teabagged.
Pwned.
Damn it.
Oh.
I am in first place. Why would you say that?
There's twins here, too. So far, there's been a triplet. There's two twins who you haven't seen. These are the first two twins. There's a lot of guys in this room. So I don't know how
Bobby
much we want to do to try and describe every single one of these
guys.
Don't
even bother.
Honestly, I'm about ready to not even bother.
So then,
oh my God, it's Scratch.
Scratch, come to take up my offer of communion wine.
Oh, yeah. Guys, no, I'm actually, have you seen Caitlin? I'm just trying to get rid of this
drink.
No, I
haven't
Caitlin,
seen her.
Backyard.
Yes, I've backyard. Seen her. Oh, backyard.
You probably
I
saw her downstairs crying. She was crying earlier downstairs.
I saw her in the pool.
That's the backyard, technically?
Oh, that's the backyard, technically.
Well, I was more specific than you asked for.
That's okay. Thank you for that. I would love to join you guys. You know I love a LAN party, and it's been a while, but I just...
Scratch.
Yes.
How's it going, dude?
Who is this?
This is Erwin Marcus. He's got a very powerful aura around him because he does coding and video games and stuff. He's turned around from a very big office chair that's up there, and he makes dead eye contact with Scratch and is like, "I will be seeing you for a tournament soon. Don't say no to me this time."
Look, I didn't say no. I was just like a little bit busy that weekend. But
you're not busy the next time.
He has stood up from his chair and he's taking like one intentional step at me at a time as he talks. This is like facing down like Jafar or something like that.
This is the master nerd video gamer.
Okay, well, yeah.
And you're going to put your all into it, Scratch.
Yeah.
I know you have it in you.
Yes, sir.
I want to struggle to win. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You will.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you soon. And your ass is grass.
I slowly, and he closes the door on me. He like slowly closes. Jesus Christ.
Well, I've headed out. I've scooted down. I've avoided encounters until I have exited onto the back porch or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. So
back deck.
Yeah. Let's say. Yeah. Okay.
Does he even have a deck? I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Nah. There's like a little teeny tiny deck. Yeah. So you swish, wiggle, squiggle past people, and now you're standing on the deck looking out at the backyard. So there's like three kind of zones going on in this backyard. So there's a fire pit. It's crackling. There's weeds and long uncut grass, and seeing there's an older girl who used to go to the school playing guitar, Urania. There's a couple girls splashing and laughing in the pool, and in the back, backyard, you can see three boys known to be certifiable goofballs chasing each other with Roman candles and occasionally firing them off at each other.
Honestly, this is my shit. I wish I didn't have any fucking emotional baggage to deal with tonight. Shooting Roman candles and then hanging out by a fire and being able to jump into a fucking pool. This is Scratch's dream. Scratch did not show up for like any parties this summer. He was a real, he took out his beef with the world at everybody else, but this guy loves parties. This guy thrives in this environment, but he's got shit to deal with.
Let's start at the fire pit. So you walk up to the fire pit. There's three girls around it. One girl who's playing guitar, Urania. She's very pretty. She's got a boyfriend who's an older college student, which makes her kind of cool but kind of untouchable. But you're on pretty good rapport with her. And she's happy. She's like, yo, look who showed up to the first party of the summer on the last day of summer.
Yeah, what's up?
It's Scratch.
I'm a little bit late, I know.
Yeah.
Next to her is Amber Cruller, who is the girl, a nice girl who does theater. And she's friendly and she's feminist. She's going to University of Chicago next year. A lot of these theater boys have crushes on me. I don't know if Scratch is one of them, but I'm nice regardless.
And then there's also Rebecca, who is in a long-term serious relationship, but she's very pretty, very popular, and just a sweet girl. Scratch, where have you been all summer?
We missed you at 4th of July at Juan Poco Loco.
Carlos Poco Loco?
At Carlos Poco Loco. Sorry.
Yes.
Juan Poco Loco is the old name.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Juan.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Son inherited it, changed the name.
We haven't seen you.
I know.
Where have you been?
Friendly fire. He died, by the way, in war in Iraq.
Iraq.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shouldn't have been there.
That's...
I support the troops. It's a thing we all like to say these days, even if you don't support the war.
But yes, we missed you, Scratch.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Missed you so much.
I know. It's just been kind of personally like a little bit crazy. I feel like an asshole. I miss so many parties.
Oh, you missed so many.
We just miss you. We miss you,
Scratch.
You.
It has been too long since we've had a real giggle session.
or since I've heard your beautiful voice singing against the backdrop of my acoustic guitar playing.
Dude, honestly, I got a couple things to take care of, but seriously, if we could do that tonight, I feel like that would.
You're not going to fuck things up with Dina tonight, are you? Because you know she's leaving tomorrow.
Is this an open thing?
We were talking about it earlier.
It's pretty open.
I'm happy you're here, actually, because we were saying if Scratch scratches tonight, then he's totally blown it with Dina.
I don't think you would blow it with Dina. I'm pro team Scratch and Dina, for what it's worth.
So am I. I'm just saying he needs to get in the game to play the game.
That's true.
Some of these parties, I'm not saying that it's a lost cause, but that guy, the...
Connor.
Yeah.
Connor.
They were holding...
hands.
I mean, they were walking on a decline, so maybe it was just a...
silhouette.
But dude, you can't fuck this up because you know that Connor's fucking family he's like rich and his fucking family has like a place in like Manhattan. So like,
are you serious?
Yeah, he can go see her. He can go see her.
I did not even realize that either.
No.
I did not
true.
Know.
No,
that,
I did hear about.
I thought
that.
He was poor as hell, and that goes
the way
to
he,
show
he,
that my perception is bad.
He dresses like a schlub.
Yeah, I think it's like an aesthetic for him for sure. But
yeah,
and he thinks you can just throw on anything, and if he's got the little eye makeup on, he's doing something. But let's be honest, he's not doing anything.
He's not doing anything. His pants.
I mean, I guess he could be a little
tight, cute,
but that's only in the eyes of certain people, which is not me. I have a boyfriend.
No, he is cute. No, I think most girls like.
Yeah,
he's like
objectively pretty cute.
He is cute.
Like, he's cute.
Yeah. He's totally cute.
But he's a scratch cute.
Scratch,
you are
guys, it's
much
fine.
Way
it's fine,
cuter.
You're just way cuter than him.
Like, I'm not
way
even,
cuter.
Look, too, I'm not like hoping for anything, and I don't expect anything. And honestly, she's going to New York, and I'm staying here, and so it doesn't matter. But I just need to get it off my chest.
Yes.
Anyway. Scratch, if you're reconsidering your plans for next year, Columbia College in Chicago pretty much takes anyone.
100% acceptance rate.
And it's not too late to apply for fall semester. I'm going to University of Chicago, which is practically
next
door.
It's like a good school. But if you want to go to like a bad school, you could go to Columbia College in Chicago.
But
I'm just laughing because it's a crazy idea.
Scratch, if you stay here, Scratch, I'm still going to be, I have one more year, so I'll be around. And it's not like you're going to, not know anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
You gotta go get her, Scratch.
I gotta go get her. By the way, has anybody seen Caitlin? Tall basketball player?
Yeah, Caitlin.
Pool.
Caitlin. All right. I will be back. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Wait, did you say was she still out in the woods?
As far as I can tell, I haven't seen her.
All right. Anyway, see you guys. Yo, Caitlin.
Bye.
you walk up to the pool, modest size, pretty typical. They're splashing, laughing. There's a few girls. Caitlin's there being splashed by Bethany Ho. It's a smart girl with an eye patch.
Is Tiffany there as well? Tiffany Trace Williams?
Think so. C'est possible.
I thought you were already her.
I was not Tiffany Trace Williams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that is. Is that Tiffany Trace? Yeah, it's Tiffany Trace Williams. Yeah, Bethany Ho, Tiffany Trace Williams, and Caitlin.
Caitlin. Oh, you are.
Yo!
Is that. You're holding a drink. Is that. This?
I got some.
You got some.
Don't try to slip anything in the drink. Scratch.
What? Jesus Christ, why would you say it? I wouldn't do that. What the hell?
Who knows what this boy is up to?
We have our eye on you.
I have my eye.
That's seriously fucking insulting. Are you serious?
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't know.
I've walked around
that,
this entire party trying to give a friend it.
I guess you don't know that Tiffany Trace Williams is a huge cunt and B-word. Sorry.
Yeah, let's.
Sorry. Wow. I say cunt, but I have a problem saying bitch.
It's crazy because it's like, even now, it's like still somehow not that bad to say.
Well, that shows how twisted I am. And Scratch, better watch your back.
Okay.
Before I.
Hold on.
Fuck you.
Hmm?
Tell me you're going to vote for Barack Obama this year.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama.
I told you, that's 16 confirmed votes.
Wrong.
Thanks to me.
Scratch?
Yeah.
Vote for Hillary, or I will do something incredibly bad right now.
Man, dude. Wait.
Maybe you should vote for Hillary.
Hold on a second. The year's 2008. What's the date? It's the last day
August.
Of summer. Vote for Hillary. Hillary didn't get the nomination.
Write in
you want
Hillary.
Me to write in Hillary?
It's not too late. I'm with her.
That's a good slogan.
That's good, honestly.
Thank you.
I think that'll really work out for her. Like, maybe next time. 2012, maybe.
Caitlin's like spitting up black stuff into the pool. This drink tastes bad. She keeps drinking. Tastes bad.
Wait, did you get that from? You didn't get that from the flask of Bill.
No.
Okay.
It just tastes bad.
Okay.
Blah.
Blah. You want the? Do you want this one? Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Scratch, what's going on with your music career? When can I download you on my U2-themed iPod?
When are you going to be on the iTunes free for this week?
Hmm.
When are you going to be on the the Facebook select music that you can download for free on Facebook in 2007 and 2008? That's how I found out about Jose Gonzalez and XX. Is that a song?
Oh, no, the XX?
The XX.
think they're coming out this year.
Okay.
Great debut. When it comes out, it will be a great debut. I just have a feeling. I'm really up on British buzz bands. When are you going to start a semi-ironic MySpace page that turns more sincere once you have demos to put on there?
I'm sure I will get there as soon as my shit is a free download at Starbucks with that little card that you just enter the code in the back of. Yeah, guys, my band broke up. I think you know that. So I don't have a band.
Yeah,
right now.
I guess I'm just pretty mean.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that I really liked Hark and Behold.
Thank you. That means a lot. I'm sorry that we didn't get a demo.
Ministers of the Ursa Minor. That was a sick. That was cool. That was a cool song.
Damn. That's not even, I mean, that's in the parentheticals. Just ministers is the, but you know the whole, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I went to the shows.
You know,
it was fun.
You're all right.
Well, good. Thank God that Scratch Kelly said you're all right. I guess that's really cool.
Hold on, I think Caitlin's drowning. Oh, Caitlin?
Caitlin?
She's dead! No. Oh, no, she's fine. She's
okay.
fine.
Okay, Jesus.
Fine. She's fine.
A Roman candle lands in the pool.
Sorry about that. Can another one come this way? And can I kick it?
Yeah.
And I do a little... And I kick the flaming little projectile and it bounces off the...
Whoa!
Watch out!
Where did it bounce?
Just back towards them.
Okay. I didn't know you were kicking it at Tiffany Trace Williams' knee. She's deaf, by the way, too, so...
That would have been really fucked up.
What, yeah, watch how you treat her.
Yikes.
She has a pass to do whatever she wants.
You start to see these lumbering three jackass style boys coming towards you with their Roman candles, like, uh-oh, we're going to throw this guy in the pool.
No.
When you notice.
You're going in the pool. You're going to the
we're
pool.
We're going in the pool.
You're going in the pool.
From behind them coming through the trees.
We're not going to do it, Scratch.
Dina and Connor. Walking out from the trees.
Whoa.
She looks. She sees you. She waves. Starts running over. She looks really pretty. She's got red hair. They're picking you up now to throw you in the pool, but you're kind of...
Yeah, I do not care. I'm lost in a reverie.
She's got reddish hair. She's wearing overalls. She's got, you know, little grass stains on her legs. And she's like... Oh my god, it's so good to see. And he gets thrown in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Scratch.
But guys, I didn't. Oh god, up my nose. Guys, I didn't even get my cell phone on my. I was caught in a reverie. I didn't get my cell phone out of my pocket.
Sorry,
oh, wait, no,
Scratch.
Somebody did grab it out of my pocket.
I got it. I got it.
You know, let's punt it in the pool.
No.
Come on, we razzed him enough.
No, hold on. Let's punt it in the pool.
No, come on, guys, come
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, Scratch.
Come
I've
on,
shit.
These are not waterproof. This is 2008.
No, I don't do it.
I'm a freaking little kid. I don't know how to drink. I want to do something crazy.
Whoa.
I think we gotta throw it on, and he starts getting really mad.
No, come on.
I'm the tallest. I have the phone in my hand. You're gonna have to get it from me. If
punches you
opinion.
In the nuts. They're wrestling on the ground for your phone.
I'm not participating in that.
Dina walks past them, sort of like reaches down, picks up the phone. It's like, and I think this. I haven't done a single voice all night. But I'm not about to be like, hey, you wanna do. I'm gonna do just with my voice. So Dina's like, hey, I think you forgot something.
I dramatically shake the water from my hand. And wipe it on my shirt, which is also soaking wet, just a little bit for the physical humor. And I take the phone. I'm still in the water. And then I'm trying to play it cool now, all right? Scratches. And so with my phone, like, held above the water, I then kind of assume a floating on my back position kind of thing a little bit. And I'm like, what's up?
Nothing, just having a pretty boring night without you around. I haven't seen you all summer, dude.
I know.
So
gives you a little punch.
Boring without you, man.
Oh, Connor, yo.
Yeah, thanks, Connor.
So boring.
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
Description of what Connor looks like. We've alluded to it.
Connor looks like a poor man's Gerard Way.
There we go.
Here's real quick, just because I wrote for this character, it's a poor man's poor man's Gerard Way. So it's,
I
it's,
see.
It's
rich again?
It,
even
no,
worse.
No, just even. It's one just man's trash. Another. Man's trash. It's an inception layer of of bad.
Yeah, and he's got his little eyeliner on, and just, you know, he's trying hard. And honestly, he's still pretty cute.
Kind of trashy cute.
Trashy
you get
cute.
The appeal.
Yeah.
Connor and Scratch in the same place. Can the world handle so much cool? I don't think so. I'm Chris Traynor, by the way. My head is the size of a pumpkin. But this is not really my scene because I got a Roman candle to fire. Bye.
Scratch, Scratch. So happy you're around.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
What's up?
Looking a little damp.
You're looking damp.
Yeah, I should, I crawl out of the pool and just...
Uh-oh.
Ooh, shit. Well, we might all be looking a little damp.
Oh no! Shoot.
Get under my head!
The
Get
rain
under my
starts
head.
Pouring down.
Yo, that fast? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, it's, it starts really coming down. Oh, I thought the rain was done. We gotta get inside. Everyone who is outside is now sort of like scrambling wetly, pushing and shoving and climbing over each other to get back into the kitchen area.
It's like crowded to get back into the kitchen yeah. area. And so I say to Dina, away from Connor, he's going to the yeah. like we should just run around front.
Let's go to the porch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go around. Ugh.
I'm still soaked. So I need to stay out here for a second. I should air dry.
Yeah. Ooh, chilly.
My God. Yo, can I borrow your jacket?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'll get it. I'll get it wet.
I was totally about to, but yeah, whatever.
I mean, if you wanted to, okay, but I don't want to like get your jacket wet.
Dude, I'm going to Columbia tomorrow.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're going to Columbia tomorrow. That's
miss
man.
You, dude.
Yeah. That's great, and I know you were looking at some kind of more local schools too. So that's crazy that you got into Columbia last minute.
It was my stretch, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's bittersweet, you know. Like, I don't know. People don't talk much about Ohio these days. I don't know. Maybe someday in the future, people talk about it a lot more, like they talk about Florida. But they do talk about. But it's like, you know, I do love it here. You know, like look at this. It's so beautiful. Like. I mean, like, fuck all the suburb shit, but just, like, look beyond it. Like, the heat, the rain, it's beautiful here. Her hand sort of grazes against you. She can't tell if it was an accident or what.
When she talks about things like that, and she talks about lots of things in certain ways that are hard to quantify, but Scratch just kind of looks at her in awe every time. He loves that. Yeah. Yeah. Ohio. I'm sorry that I've been like so hard to get a hold of. I know I even had a couple texts from you that like, yeah, sorry.
I just wish I could have seen you a couple more times. Because,
yeah,
I don't know. I just like, you're going to come out, right?
To New York?
I mean,
to, like visit or whatever?
No, I know it's tough and it's like, where's money come from or whatever, but.
Well, no, I mean, I'd
no,
like,
I mean,
would
I totally
love, no. I'm sure I could make that happen. Like, I'll be staying at my parents, so it's not like I gotta pay for like tuition right now or anything or like rent or anything.
Can I be
so.
Honest?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I'm really worried I'm just not gonna be able to meet someone, you know, like you out there.
Like come
you know?
On.
It's a bunch of I don't know, people trying too hard or whatever, just like someone who's just cool. Good, cool guy. I don't know, I'm just talking. I kind of drank a lot. I didn't drink that much, but whatever.
There is a moment in which the pressure in the air and the psychological pressure in the conversation allows for a perfect jet stream of just saying it to pass right through, and Scratch misses it.
Because Maybe you could have. And the tension was palpable. It was a real sort of like samurai showdown of sexual tension. And then she's like, fuck. Oh, no.
What?
She's
what?
Like,
what's up?
She's like reaching into her pockets and like, oh, my God, I'm so stupid.
What?
So we went back to the Danny showed us the old cave he used to.
Where he found the skull. Yeah.
And I kind of knew about it, and I wanted to do like a seance, so I brought my mom has like one of those. It's like a family. Fuck, I'm so stupid. I don't know what I'm gonna do. She has like a family heirloom. It's like a necklace with a piece of my great 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 grandfather's like hair. Great great. I don't know. Civil War grandpa's hair.
Did you leave it out there?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And it's like I don't know how well insulated that cave is. Like it's raining like crazy. Like I don't know what. Danny is like sticking his head out, and he opens the door, and he's like, "What's up? I got a voice. I'm gonna do this voice a little bit. I'm like the voice before, but I'm just kind of a little bit coked up. And I'm Dina. Just sort of have a little bit more softness and a little bit more pitch, but not too much. And I'm Danny. I'm coked up. What's the deal? What's going on, guys?
I was hoping I was even going to talk to Danny about, like, maybe taking me down there or something, because I...
Oh, dude, you're going to go out in the rain to this? You're going to go back to the cave and all this? I'm already soaking wet. The entire party's, like, downstairs now, looking at you guys, like, you're going to go on a freaking... Dude, that is so sick.
Yeah, and now, yeah, like, everybody's like, yeah,
you're
I realize that.
Chris Traynor, by the way, has his shirt off in the rain, and he's firing Roman candles.
I'm back out here having a good time.
I've stepped away from my game to see you off. I heard you're going.
Get a load of this. So Dina left a necklace out there, and he's going to go get it for her. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Scratch.
But I'm not going to let you go out there alone. No way am I going to let you go out there alone. No way. You shouldn't. I mean, one, I don't know if you... It would really mean a lot, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you want to stay dry. You don't want to. That's cool.
I don't know. I, like, twisted my ankle.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just...
Oh yeah,
scratch. I don't know, I'm not trying to be a bitch or whatever.
No. Don't worry about it. I didn't mean to make you
scratch.
I'm trying to pressure you, but
Bill Benson here, your old foil. I'm here for you, and I stand by you as your second on this valiant journey. I will have your back, even if I disagree with you politically on almost everything.
Wow, Bill, that's really noble of you, man.
I'll stay with you, and I've filled my pockets with Chex Mix from inside, so we will have ample rations on our journey of modern-day Lewis and Clark as we forage first.
All right, and you're sure there's nothing I could say to change your mind?
I have no more pockets to fill with even more Chex Mix, if that is the proposition that you are trying to change my mind about.
No, that's fine. Okay, Bill.
Do you want me to come with you instead? Chris Traynor? I can be the artillery.
Shooting the Roman candles. Oh, that was the last one, actually.
Oh, damn. Never mind.
I'll still come with you if you really hate Bill. It's your call.
Off mic, Bill's exactly what I wanted. So, yes.
Oh, no. I'm going into diabetic shock right now.
Oh, no.
There must be sugar in this rain. Ohio.
I forgot about this part, but I have to pick someone
I did too.
Here's the thing.
It's got to be the Gerard Way dude, right? Like,
it totally could be.
Isn't he going to try to make a point of...
Oh, honestly, I gotta go with you.
That's actually really... Oh, that's juicy. That's good, actually.
Okay.
Oh, Connor, you don't, like... It's... I mean, you saw what it was like out there. It's like
I went with you, and I have to go back with you.
Well, I guess you could show them where to go.
We're gonna get this together.
And I'm in here as well. You are not getting rid of me that easily, Mr. Kelly. Not even
okay.
A bit.
No, that's cool, man.
Connor, it was? I like your style.
Put her there.
Does anybody yes. I like? Anybody want to else?
Good luck.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's make these guys some garbage bag ponchos. Somebody look in my dad's closet. We got to get these guys rain hats.
I'm sitting here. I'm like soaking wet. Now on either side of me, I have these two. Connor has squeezed in between me and Dina. Bill is on my other side with his like hands on his or his like fists on his hips, like 1950s Superman. And these are just like my two least favorite people at this party. and Bill, I'm just like desperate for anybody else.
Bill is wearing a Union soldier Civil War hat. Because did you know it was the Republicans who fought against slavery?
Yeah, man.
Tell that to Mr. Barack Obama.
I found two flashlights. You guys can use them out there.
Yes, we're going to need that for the light. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Just do me a favor and don't go to the back of the cave. I already told Connor that when he was going out there with Dina, but the back is kind of like a private place, you know, sort of a spiritual. Yeah, it's just kind of private special, so just please, I ask you, I would appreciate it, don't go to the back of the cave.
Yeah, man, you got it.
So the crowd of the party, all the people who we've seen, all the drama kids and band guys and the two scary twins. We didn't even see Coach the whole time.
No.
Coach is in the rain.
Yeah. He's looking at his wedding ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Marie. I'm so fucking sorry. I'm dumb as shit. I scared you away.
Everyone's...
I still wear it.
I still fucking wear this. Everyone's... Oh.
Sorry, just look at this. This is what this boy is.
Oh.
Not as cute as Keyboard Cat.
I just showed a picture of my cat.
Spaghetti Cat.
There's a whole crowd of teens sort of standing in the back area with the rain pouring down on them, just waving you on, like cheering you on. Ooh. as you, everyone's sort of like cheering like a Studio Ghibli crowd. And Danny's like, it's dead ahead. The ground will slope down. Walk down it. Look for the patch of rocks that looks like a bunny in the openings behind those crags. Behind those rocks. You know, Connor.
I know. Yeah, I do. I got this. I'm going to get it for you, Dina. And he smolders at her.
Do one of you musicians have a fife to play us off?
Actually, who's one of the guys? I think I might have to do the same voice.
Chris Janer has a tuba. I brought my tuba. You sure you don't want me to come with?
Chris Trainer is a tuba.
A tuba on tuba. That's a forba.
So the tuba plays them on as the three clad in...
trash bags?
Yeah, clad in trash bags, the three walk out into the darkness, past the blackened, soggy, smoldering fire pit, past the pool filling with dirty water runoff.
Just as we pass the fire pit, as the last of the light from that still casts its glow on us, you know, I turn back. You see slow motion turn back and meet eyes of Dina and just kind of like give a nod.
It's a shared moment. You feel like something might still happen. You walk on sloshing into the darkness, into the woods, into the ancient marsh, into one of the last refuges of Ohio's great black swamp. Blackout.
Woo!
Woo!
This reminds me of the first part of my internship with John Boehner. It's also very wet, what I'm saying. He would hose us down every day with a fire hose and say, time to water my plants. A little hazing.